back to our agenda. Call us back to order.
Board appointment. That's me.
We've got board appointments. You ready to talk about that, you said? Yeah,
let me just talk. I'm going to leverage the press here if we can. We have numerous board appointment positions open. And what we'd like to do is make it known that if people want to serve on boards within the county, there is requirements per board. However, if they want to send us a letter, maybe a letter of interest, qualification would be great, and send it to the commission office, that would be wonderful. We actually have positions open, a board position open in the IDA. We actually have two current and two coming up. So it'd be total of four positions in planning and zoning. Now those are very specific to the township, so that there is some requirements there. The Board of Equalization, BOE, that fund board that we have, we have one vacancy there. We have one vacancy at the park board, and then we have two vacancies in the sewer board. So we've got positions where if this is the time for people to. Get involved, and if they want to get involved, it'd be a great time for them to serve the county in different capacities. Some boards are more active than other boards, and the terms are different. It varies from Board of Equalization, which is a one-year term, up to an IDA board term, which is a six-year term. So some meet monthly, some meet and are very, very active, and some are less active. So if you want to be on the internet and get a lot of press time, join the BOE. I mean, that usually gets a lot of time. So anyway, we have those positions are open. If someone just says what positions again, they can contact the commission office. We have the requirements upstairs. We have, and then we know which positions we're opening. And then what we also have is the SB 40 board, which we already had those presented to us a couple weeks ago with the resumes and all that we need to make a decision on. But regarding all the other boards, we're not in a position to appoint those today, with the exception of, I think, the SB 40 if we need to today. But I think we're still open for that timeline. But anyway, that's what we're hoping the press would do, is let people know that we have an IDA, P&Z, BOE, Park Board, and Sewer positions on the board available, and we can go from there.
One comment. Oh, go ahead, Bob.
I was going to say, at the very least, since the BOE is supposed to, at least it's in the statute that's to be appointed today, I'd at least like you to take it up and
right.
At least table it if you're not going to do that.
Sure.
I tried to get a hold of Kelly.
Uh-huh.
You had mentioned him Friday or whenever it was, and I haven't heard back from him. Have you got to talk to him?
I have not. We have a position, a BOE position, that's supposed to be filled by statute today, and we didn't have a lot of time with the weather and all that to get some nominees together.
Well,
we can go ahead and reappoint Dave Oliphant.
I would be my suggestion that we do that.
I move that we accept Dave Oliphant another one-year term for BOE.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Any discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? None. Motion carries.
And we still have one position open for BOE. That still means we still have one more open.
So if you just vote to
How should we address that?
Vote to table the BOE board appointee?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then go ahead and do it another time. I mean, you're supposed to do it today, but I'd say it's directory and not mandatory. They're not going to tell you, you didn't do it today, so you only get four people. You have to have five.
Can we table for next Tuesday, since next Monday is a holiday?
That'd be fine.
Isn't next Monday a holiday, I believe?
I think you're right.
So Monday's a holiday next week. So Tuesday is our... So I move that we table the BOE appointment till next Tuesday, January whatever.
19th
is what I meant to say.
I would second that motion. Questions or comments?
Is there a procedure on this? I know a gentleman that actually was... But I didn't know who to tell him. Does he call you?
We want him to contact the commission office, and we would like something in writing. And then that way we can, because our hope is that we get more than one person asking for a board position, so we can kind of see the. That would be great to contact us. So we can call the vote for that one.
Well, question?
You said they're 1-year terms, and I'm looking at the statute, and It says 1, 2, and 3-year terms, actually.
Okay, well, our book says... Okay, I...
Well, may I read from here? Or?
Please.
Will that change the vote we just took?
You're fine.
Okay, well, we can appoint the next person a multi-year term.
Okay,
then
okay,
we'll
okay.
Well, let me ask a question. Are you saying that when we appoint somebody, they should be appointed for a 1, 2, or 3-year term?
Well, let me look at the statute a little further. I've got the statute here, and let me just provide it to you.
Okay.
So it's given that if there's a need to be appointed for a certain time, we'll address that later.
Right.
Right? All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Motion carries.
So, anyway.
All right, I'd like to go ahead. Roy Combs on the sewer board, he's asking to continue to serve on that board. I'd make a motion to go ahead and appoint him, reappoint him.
I'll have you a chance to think about that.
Okay. Well, don't second it.
I won't second it.
Okay.
Because I think their term, they stay on as long as until we replace. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Because that's how PNC
that's
is also.
They serve until their term expires or...
They're replaced with the new
term. They're replaced, whichever's later.
Okay. is there anything else on board appointments?
SB 40. Have you guys had a chance to look through those names yet?
Yes, I have.
Do you have your recommendations yet?
I was waiting for you gentlemen to speak up on who I've looked those over, went through the recommendations on them. They're all, as he spoke up before, they're all
good
people,
yeah.
Qualified people. And
I have given thought, but I have not got to talk to.
Let's just wait till next Tuesday on that one, and let's appoint next Tuesday for sure.
Okay.
We've put it off, I think, 4 weeks, but that's, yeah. I think their timeline is fine.
Okay.
That's all I have for board appointments.
All right, anything else on that? Yes, ma'am.
May we just ask who is stepping down on the BOE?
Dr. Rose.
Dr. Rose asked us to replace him if we could.
And he was on a 1-year term, and so was Dave Oliphant, so.
Dave said he would serve again.
Right.
Okay, are we ready for, we've got Oakwood Drive, vacation.
That's the one that was presented last week, is that correct?
Blue Green. Big Cedar.
Bob, you talked to the PNZ, didn't you?
I did talk to PNZ. I thought that Chuck Green was going to be here today, but evidently he's not.
So. No?
Let's table it then.
Whatever. Did you find any answers out? Does he need to answer some questions?
I've got a copy. Again, I've got a copy of the order that he wants you to sign. Is there any way to...
I'm sorry?
You have the order up there? If you want to.
You have the vacate order is on your desk.
Okay.
It's right in front of you. In the manila folder.
But are you saying that the cul-de-sac or hammerhead?
The cul-de-sac is not an issue because at Planning and Zoning they had a project that was approved.
Okay.
That controlled the circulation of traffic through there. So there wouldn't be a cul-de-sac.
Or a hammerhead necessary.
Or a hammerhead necessary. And, in fact, they do own all of them. There were some questions about, well, what about these other people on the map that own property? Nobody on that map owns any property.
So the major concern we had was a cul-de-sac or a hammerhead for equipment turnaround because PNZ's approved a different plan or a plan that takes that in consideration. It really is not a concern anymore.
So
we could make a motion to approve the vacation if we wanted to.
You don't see any reason not to, what you're saying?
I don't see a reason not to.
Okay.
I move that we approve the vacation of Oakwood Drive as presented.
I'll second that. It amounts to 7,803 square foot, just for fun.
Wow.
Okay. Questions or comments on that? We didn't have anybody here when it was first presented, did we?
No, there was attorney. No. Just the attorney for...
Because there's no property owners that were affected besides them.
Okay. Anything else? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we got tax-exempt property.
Will you notify them? Okay. There's somebody over there.
And before we get into that, Jim, you're headed to Jeff City. Still.
I am.
I am not.
Okay.
I had asked permission to use some of our money for that Friday or whenever it was. And I canceled my motel.
Thank you.
Saturday.
I'm proud of you.
I got to thinking that the expense, and you're already planning to go, you'll represent Mandy County well. I think it's very important, and in visiting with others, it's important that our legislators see Taney County.
Right.
And I've got 100 other things to do. I've got lots of good reasons not to go.
No problem.
I'm going to let you cover us there. Right. I said all that to say, what time do you need to blast out of here?
Oh, I'm
good. All right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I put the tax-exempt property on there. We had the Kanakuk issue is what initiated it. Bob, I'm going to call on you. You had made a suggestion to me. We've had over and over tax-exempt properties. I mean, I've been involved with those a lot. It seems like, you know, they're difficult and they're a problem at times. You had a problem of, or an idea of putting a map. Would you kind of elaborate on that?
Yeah, my idea, and it was after talking to the assessor, had suggested that he may or may not have any ability to change some of these that he might disagree with, and that it might have to be something for the Board of Equalization. And I just suggested that it would be a good idea if we had a map that showed all of the exempt properties in the county and have them color-coded, whether they're charitable, school and college, or religious, and then just determine, you know, with a you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 point question, you know, a checklist, do they still meet the exemption requirements with that checklist? And in that way, anybody that's not exempt could be removed from the list, and anybody that's exempt could stay on the list. I mean, I just think that'd be a great thing to do, and it was just a suggestion behind the scenes. So
right.
I didn't necessarily want to bring it up at a meeting, but...
Well, I think... It's a decent idea. We ought to talk about it, and that's why I put it on the agenda.
Okay.
Comment? James? Any others?
Bob had mentioned that to me after the Kanakuk Camp situation. But I don't know what authority, as I say... the statutes have been used against me previously on my authority to correct a mistake. The BOE, I believe, might have that authority this summer, but that I don't know with exemption picking up the first time whether it would they would have the authority to move these properties, creating the question then, are they new construction? So it's really going to mess up the reports for the schools if something is not on the books as exempt and comes on the books as being taxable. Is that a new construction item or an omitted property? It can't be an omitted property because a vote was taken. I know the board in the past has asked me to do some things that I believe fits outside the realm of my job, and that's the Dapridge property up on, whether it's a boys and girls club or a private property.
How do we deal with churches that are converted into something that's not a church? How is that dealt with?
We tax it.
Yeah, but, I mean, you said that, is it new construction? Is it omitted property? I mean, if you tax it for a year, because it's no longer a church, what do you call it? I mean, that's what you were asking a minute ago, I think, right?
Right. Right, basically what I'm asking. But the new construction figures are going to be huge. The Kanakuk Camp issue, I'm assuming they paid on their personal property, and if they were exempt from taxation on their real estate, they should have probably been exempt from taxation on their personal property. That's why these... these decisions are so important for for the assessor to lay guidelines down for. I mean,
well, there should be a legal determination, and maybe the state tax commission ought to weigh in on what we call these things, don't you think? Whether they're new construction or something else, or do you know?
I don't think they will rule on it. I don't think they will say one way or the other. But if something is zero and goes to $1 million, is that new construction to the schools or is it reassessment to the schools?
Bob, what you're saying is when you brought up churches, in other words, if there was a parcel that was not a church and was taxed and then it went to be a church and then it went back to residential or commercial, your question for James was, it would not be a new property, right? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, I mean, is it new construction? It doesn't seem to be new construction. There must be some categorization for exempt property becoming non-exempt, and there must be some way of uniformly treating it in the state. If there's not, there needs to be.
I think what we'll find when we get into that is a property that maintains zero for a period of time should probably be brought back as new construction. Reassessment is a change of classification, but I don't believe reassessment then, say a portion of the property, maybe the real estate, maybe a portion of the building, that is a reassessment aspect, which controls the levies.
Well, classification is different than exemption anyway.
Right. And if $1 million effect will have a huge, like I say, outcry on the levies to raise or lower levies. And
but that's a mechanics situation. I mean, we definitely need to look at whether properties are exempt or non-exempt, because as Chuck's hypothetical, you could have a building that was taxed and then it became a church, and now it's no longer a church. It's being used for a commercial entity, and if we don't go out and check that out, they may still be not getting taxed because they're exempt.
Well, the Dappridge property was put on by the assessor. It went a year and they became delinquent, then taken off by the BOE and was never charged out as a true new construction to the schools. Now it's a new property that's been exempt for 2 or 3 years. I don't know why, but it has. And now comes back online for the first time to affect levies if we put it back on. So that's the problem I'll get into as the assessor. The programs are built that if it's zero and adds value, it is new construction, if it's a structure.
And wouldn't it be helpful to have a question and answer, just a checklist? You know, if you're a charitable organization, you know, indefinite number, you know, all the different prongs. Like if there's five questions, answer the five questions and why you fit on all five that you need to fit on. And if you do, you're exempt, and if you don't, you're no longer exempt, right?
Well, there's a, what is the name of that? You're supposed to be the smart one here now.
The Franciscan test on...
The
on
Franciscan test asks those three or four things right out of the
statute. But that's on religious, right? Not charitable, right? Or is that charitable
it's
as well?
All. It's okay. All.
It's from a case. It's okay. Some case involving the Franciscan order that gave this test within the case.
So,
James, what about the map? Bob's idea of the map, well, maybe that's what you're going to address. Are you okay with that?
It'll tell us what's exempt in the county and what's not exempt, how much, I mean, even for information purposes, it'll tell us how much of our property is exempt in the county that's not producing tax money.
I don't know whether the map or just a list out of the IS department. It doesn't matter to me.
We do have a map. Part of our PNZ process that we did hiring Aegis, they did produce a existing use map, which
right.
is hanging outside my wall. That is color-coded for exempt. That's up. And then then I also have a list from IS that has the list of all parcels that are exempt. So in preparation for the meeting, I just had IS generate a list of parcel numbers, type, and just so we know how many properties are listed. So I have that. I can email to both you guys.
Sounds good.
But I have that list, that document. I think we both looked at it for different reasons, but that is also listed as exempt property on it, so it's color-coded.
Yeah.
Should be easy enough. Do we know how much they were assessed at when they were taken off the books, or how much these properties would be worth if they weren't exempt?
I think that actually, Jim, we need to contact the state. I think they keep track of that, every exemption, through RIS department. But
I mean, we have 1,738 parcels that are exempt in the county.
1,738 parcels.
Those are included within the 44,000 approximate?
Correct.
Those are probably properties Taney County owns some.
Oh, yeah.
City of Branson owns
115 parcels.
Yeah, churches own some, Julie Ozarks.
It tells you who the owner is. I'll send you guys this email. But
so basically one out of every 40 is exempt parcels.
If you wanted to use that type of statistic.
But now probably, how many did you say?
1,738.
1,500 of those are no-brainers.
I mean, you got U.S. Corps of Engineers has got a bunch. College of Ozarks, School of the Ozarks.
But it's when we get into these questionable areas of 7 or 8 or 10 properties, because
there's just a handful that would be questionable.
But the handful is millions of dollars, and that's the problem. It's it's not small monies, and then what would be interesting too is to see what properties that are charged with taxes that falls under an exempt status in other places as use, such as Assemblies of God pays taxes on a lot of their properties. If it's not closely affiliated with the church, they pay taxes on it. They accept that.
If it's not used for worship purposes and
that's correct.
For speculation or for resale, then it's not used exclusively for worship purposes.
So, and many churches own property, get property donated to them. Maybe someone passes away and leaves their house to the church. It's taxed. It's a venture in the real estate business. And
U.S. Corps of Engineers have got 200, not Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Forestry has 200 plus parcels. I mean, there's
there's just a handful of properties that's been very controversial, and but that they're worth millions, and they affect the levies drastically. On, like I said, people driving their cars are affected by these exemptions, whether a levy goes up or down, and so. That's all I know. I do everything I can to tax every taxable property in Taney County, assess every assessable property in Taney County.
All right. That's good there. We got Sam Day Roadies. Nikki's on the move. Is going backwards, though, on this Oakmont. I don't see any order to sign or anything. Did you? Was there an order to sign in there?
If there's not one in there, I can get one for you in a little bit.
Okay. And grant of permanent perpetual easement, Thurman and K. Whitaker.
Description, everything's there.
Description's all here.
Motion of approval for the easement.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Flood control lease receipt. Remember something?
Don and Ely has something to present to us.
Donna, you weren't here. I think you had commented going back on the BOE appointment. We appointed one and tabled the other, and Bob thinks we're all right because it's kind of a directive instead of a mandatory, or what the right word is.
Basically, we receive funds from the Missouri Office of Administration, and it's to be distributed by statute, which I've given to Bob to review. I have distributed in the same manner that I did last year, which we went through and discussed the process on, and you voted to have me do it the same way we've done in the past. You can see to the left of the document is the acreage that's in the flood control area. This has to do with the receipts that are received on flood control property.
And if you want me to read the statutes that she gave me.
But the ratios are
same ratios that we've been using for years.
Okay.
Okay. James, did you have an issue with this?
No.
The only one I didn't have an issue with. The only one when I looked at it, I didn't see Branson.
Branson's not on the list. That's correct. Is it? Had they not in the past?
I've never received anything, and I think the acreage we got from your office, didn't we, James?
Yeah, but I know Yogi Bear is all in the flood. Yogi. Around Oak
Pond. That'd be Hollister.
That would be Hollister.
Actually, I guess all it would be in Branson Chateau on the lake. I don't believe it's ever flooded.
Mm-hmm.
So that may have
been
correct.
There you go. So we just need to approve that? Is that what we need to do?
Yes, I'm required to present it to you to be approved.
Yeah, because it doesn't include Taney Como, does it? That's Empire.
I move that we approve the 2010 flood control lease receipt distribution as presented by Donna Neely.
I'll second that. So this action will facilitate the percent of money going to Road and Bridge, $5,700,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And the $46,000 to split out to all those school districts.
Right. So I'll turn this over to Helen, and then she'll do the distribution.
Gotcha. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. And here's the, if you wouldn't mind, that's our Sam Day needs a testing too.
Okay.
Road easement.
I have your copy.
Okay, we got anything administrative or other stuff before we close out?
I had last week's agenda. If there's anything that we needed to just remember the HPRP December monthly report was presented to us, and they, I believe, are scheduled, they being, are planning to give us an update, I think it's a week following, so it'll be Christian Associates, that's right, that's the name of the group, that will be presenting 2 weeks of their status, I guess their quarterly status of how the HPRP, Homeless Prevention and Rapid Rehousing, I don't know if he's the program. They're going to give us an update on that. That will be in 2 weeks, but anyway, that was what that was on last week. Obviously, the weather had some things to do with it. Obviously, Road and Bridge was a major discussion. Of significance, that was probably the most significant discussion for Road and Bridge budget and all of the actions that took place there. So that, and then all I have then is I failed to give you guys an update for the NACO prescription drug card program, just kind of give you a monthly update. The December totals will be in another week or so, but I failed to give you two a couple weeks ago. In November, there was 57 users, which was still an increase over previous months. It saved users $816, which was up from the previous month. There was about 126 that priced the prescription drug card, but after pricing it, only 57 used it because, once again, we advised them, price it. It may not always be the lowest price. So August, September, October, November, which is over 4 months, we've saved citizens $2,678. That is what I have to present for that. And I'll have another one probably next week or the week following on the December numbers. And that's all I have.
Okay. On the, kind of follows that just a little bit,
uh-huh.
On health insurance, seems like I've heard word, just like as you repeated again, that sometimes there may be a prescription you need, even on health insurance, where you got a copay.
Right.
You can get it for less at Walmart or something.
You get it less at a different place.
It,
and I wonder if we need to pass that word on to all employees because...
Yeah, people just need to price it to make sure it's the lowest price because a lot of times there's special $4 prescriptions at Walmart because
it might save you 20
And my copay's
deal.
Eight, so...
Yeah, copay's eight, so who knows.
Okay.
Can I approach the commission?
Yes, ma'am.
I had emailed you some information and I wanted to get it out to the public. We're getting ready to mail letters to all of the voters that voted at the Walnut Shade polling place. As many of you know, that was the Branson Chamber of Commerce building, and they're no longer utilizing that building. We've talked with the owner, and it is not at this time viable for us to use that building. So we're going to have to distribute 1,400 voters. At looking in the area, there is not another building that could handle that number of voters. So we're going to be moving them to the North Branson polling place, which is approximately 5 miles from the current Walnut Shade polling place to the North Branson High School. I know of no other building that is close to the highway that would be utilized, unless you gentlemen have a suggestion. We looked at the map and looked at where the individuals live, and pretty much they all have to go to a main road to get anywhere. So it seemed feasible to put them on Highway 65. Do you have any suggestions? Chuck, any ideas?
The only thought that popped in my mind as you're talking is if that's where you go with them, assume that that facility and the people you had there, you'd make it large enough to do the
yes.
job, extra work.
North Branson High School has been generous to us to allow us to use the front parking lot. They designate it on Election Day just for voters, and they have other students and teachers park in the back of the building. The other thing is we've added enough judges that even during our biggest elections, they did not have more than a 5 or 10 minute wait. So
the economies of scale will help you too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
All right. Just public information.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
The only thing that I can think of to add is in our minutes on the 4th, we had the discussion from John Suti and Mel on the wastewater grant testing.
Mm-hmm.
And John had put out, I guess you all saw it, an email that the worst pump would not meet the requirements of the grant, so they won't be recommending
right
to apply for that grant.
I can tell you that Barbara Bully, who has been our grant kind of pseudo expert, has also contacted the state because they have found out that other agencies, other counties like ourselves, who have bad performance, saying that there's formula wise, there's no way to do a 10-year return on investment. I think we came in at 15-year. And they said there's no way for that formula to actually work in that subcategory of wastewater treatment. So
their question was pretty bad.
Our work was bad.
The question is the specs of the grant.
That's correct. And so then we've gone back to the state and said, we want you to look at the formulas again because we don't believe any pump would ever qualify anywhere. So,
yep.
And that's the only thing that we've got coming up, I think, Wednesday is a vote. It's today on the energy grant. We're applying for an energy grant that will, I think we're targeting, the grant targets 10-year payback or less. Otherwise, those items do not qualify. And we believe we've targeted all the lighting in this courthouse would have a faster than a 10-year payback. And then looking at some of the hangars at the College of the Ozark, one hangar specifically has very, very old lighting, and we've targeted that also. We've looked at windows, but windows come in at about a 12 to 13 year payback, which does not qualify. HVAC was even more. So it looks like to try to get the grant and qualify, we're only going to be looking at lighting. But I believe that's the last update I have, and we're supposed to have their recommendations or the application later on today to vote on.
I'm showing 11:15.
There you go. I knew it was close.
And that grant is the one that has a $500,000 limit, and we've got schools.
We partnered
with us.
Right.
And the total is $500,000 in everybody.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
the state in past, Barbara has said that individual counties have not been successful getting grants, but if you partner with other agencies, or so we're partnering with the City of Hollister School District, I believe, and I'm not sure what the other agency we're, the other entity we're partnering with, but we're partnering with multiple so that we increase our chances of getting the grant.
Gotcha. All right, we've got, do we want to go on in to Bob Paulson's deal? Or you want to recess a minute?
Let's recess for a minute and see where, because we're supposed to have purchasing also, I believe.
Yeah, it's at 11
o'clock. 11 o'clock.
It was 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just recess and see where Linda is.
All right, we'll recess and get her working from there.
What a morning.
Earned her keep.